The world's first autonomous train sounds like a pretty big deal. And is what does this mean for us here on the other side of the world?
We can expect that we will see more development from autonomous vehicles, and they will disrupt the way we currently move around our cities. The goal of this particular project is to make rapid transit just as affordable as a typical city bus.
So far, the conversation has concentrated a lot on driverless cars, even self-driving tractor trailers, which could be super disruptive with so many people driving trucks. What is the most similar thing, though, that we have right now in Jacksonville to this system that's being unveiled in China?
Well, Jacksonville is actually at the forefront of autonomous vehicle planning. The JTA has plans to retrofit and modernize the Skyway as well as expand the Skyway using autonomous vehicles. And the JTA recently approved a pilot program that's going to operate a demonstration line between Intuition L Works and Daly's Place in the Sports District to see what type of vehicles best fit Jacksonville's need, as well as to get public feedback.
So you might be out here for a concert or for a game, and then there's an autonomous vehicle waiting to pick you up when you come out.
That could be a possibility. So when you think about Everbank Field, you've got 60,000 people emptying it at one time. What type of vehicles do you need to move that type of crowd out of the sports district efficiently to downtown, and then as well as expanding out to different neighborhoods outside of the downtown core? So on the flip end, you have the benefit of on-demand service as well. So let's say you're in a neighborhood at 3 a.m. in the morning, and it's only you and a few people. In a traditional situation, transit would have stopped running.
Sure.
But with new technology, you could have on-demand service, which is a smaller vehicle comes to pick you up, and it delivers you from point A to point B directly.
Ennis Davis is co-founder of Modern Cities at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.